USA Radio News.
Joe Biden unveiling an ambitious plan to eradicate the coronavirus. The president-elect announcing yesterday he wants 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days. He calls the current vaccine rollout a dismal failure.
The Trump administration's policy of holding back close to half the supply of the vaccines available did not make sense. Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve for any unseen shortage or delays.
Biden also says he'll issue an executive order to require masks in federal workplaces, trains, and planes. Meanwhile, Mike Pence doing his part to ensure a smooth transition, the vice president calling VP-elect Kamala Harris this week to congratulate her and offer his help in the transition. This believed to be the first contact between members of the Trump-Pence ticket and the Biden-Harris campaign. Pence, by the way, planning to be in New York tomorrow to address troops just back from Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A federal inmate executed this morning, Dustin Higgs, pronounced dead at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old ordered the deaths of three women in Maryland in 1996. In his final words, he professed his innocence. His execution, the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. Some members of Congress could face consequences for their alleged roles in the Capitol Hill violence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying yesterday the actions of Congress members ahead of the riot will be scrutinized.
If, in fact, it is found that members of Congress were accomplices to this insurrection, if they aided and abetted the crime, then there have to be actions taken beyond the Congress. And in terms of prosecution.
Pelosi also announcing a review of Capitol security will take place. At least 46 people dead after a 6.2 earthquake in Indonesia today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NRA files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Tim Berg has more.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A real-life living legend has passed. Here's Jeremy Scott.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Warner Brothers announcing yesterday that Godzilla vs. Kong will come out about 2 months earlier, March 26th instead of May 21st. LeBron James joining a new team, Pepsi, the NBA star preparing to sign with the company after leaving Coca-Cola last year after 17 years. And the NFL playoffs continue today. In the NFC, the LA Rams are at the Green Bay Packers at 4:25 Eastern. Tonight in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills at 8:15. Two more games set for tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.